happens next time if you get it into your mind, the thought of hurdling or trying to?
I'm never going to play timid. I mean, I've got to, at this point in my career, not playing timid. I can't let that thought come into my mind. If it's third and two or third and three and I got to jump over someone for the first down, I got to do it for the team. And that's all I can think about is just making the play for us.
Do you remember the play happening?
Oh, yeah. I mean, looking back on it, I just kind of forget a little bit after the play. Going into the locker room is kind of foggy, but I feel really good. I felt really good that night. There was just some temporary fogginess the next couple of days, which was a little scary, but overall I feel good now.
What has to be done to kickstart this offense?
We got to have a positive first play of the game and go from there. I think first down is big for us in this offense. If we can get to third and short, third and medium, we have a really good chance to stay on the field. When it's third and long, the playbook gets really limited. And they got some great pass rushers. So when it's third and long, those guys are going to pin their ear back, and we got to stay away from those situations.
Zach, are you feeling the pressure at all about this team running out of time here?
Yes and no. I mean, yes in the fact that no one's going to put more pressure on us than we are. We hear everyone talking, but at the same time, we've invested so much in ourselves and in this team throughout the offseason. No one works harder than us in the offseason and in a summer. I'm in a summer training camp as well. No one works harder than us. So in that regard, we're going to put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be successful. Obviously, we're not up to par right now being 4-7, but we got a great opportunity these last five games to kind of make a run.
How can Sam coming back help you guys on offense? You guys are not only on defense, but struggling to score points.
Yeah, I mean, we had a little 3-4 weeks where we've had some injuries, and it's kind of set us back. I've missed the past two games. Sam's missed the past two games. He missed half of that. The Dolphins game as well. So I think everyone's coming back right now healthy. Everyone's feeling good, and I think everyone's just really excited for this game. Obviously, it's a monumental task going against these guys. They're a great team. They're a great defense, but we're going to be on our A game on Sunday.
How do you feel about the season you've
had? It's been up and down, honestly. I mean, obviously, I had surgery. I missed all training camp. First four games, I was kind of slowly getting eased back. The first three games were really tough on the body to kind of recover. They said it was a 7-week injury, around the 7 to 8 week injury to be more full speed. And I was back in 4 weeks playing only to the best of my abilities. I didn't want to miss a game for the team. The last five games, I was playing really well. Had a lot of catches, had a lot of yards. I've had some touchdowns taken away, unfortunately, but then I've missed the past two games. So it's been a roller coaster type of year, but that's what the NFL is about. You got to stay healthy and you got to make the most of your opportunities, and I think I've done that.
When you lose the last two.
Personally, I'm not really focused on that, honestly. We're 4-7 right now, so I don't think anyone's thinking I'm going to salvage my season to have a great season. I know Malcolm's having an unbelievable year, and I don't think he's feeling very good about himself right now because we're 4-7. So in that regard, I think everyone's looking to improve.
Do you guys at all, when you come off losses the way you have lost the last 2 weeks, do you have doubts about whether how good this team really can be? I know at the start of the year, everyone believed in you guys, but now are there doubts that creep in your mind?
I mean, we've put stuff on the film the past 11 weeks that have showed us being a good football team. So it's us being consistent and going out there and executing every Sunday. And if you have two Sundays in a row where things go really sour, there's going to be a huge emphasis on those games. And we're not the team that we've put out there the past 2 weeks. I don't think that's playing up to our abilities by any means. I mean, in our minds, we got a good football team. But being 4-7, the proof's not out there right now. So it's our job to go out there and make it work.
A statement from you opposing the defense is that once they catch up to the tempo, the offense is good. How do you guys avoid that? How do you keep it from being predictable to the other team?
Making plays on third down so we can keep the drives going. I mean, when it's third and long, everyone in this league is predictable. Everyone's going to seven-man protect and help the tackles with the very strong edge rushers that there are in this league. So I think third and long, everyone's predictable. It's the third and three, third and seven that you have to be able to go out there and make plays and keep the drives going. And then once we have that ability, then I think we have the defense on their heels. And in that regard, then we can really step on the gas and make plays.